Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time to catch up with Blind Dave. Dave Healy joins us now. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And have you been inspired by the Olympics? Everybody's back.
Well, yeah. I don't think stuff like that ever sort of inspires me, but it excites me. I don't mean much inspiring, I'll tell you, where sport's concerned. But no, I think it's very, very exciting. I've listened to it, and it's been fantastic. You know, this time I've listened to gymnastics, I've listened to the horses, I've even listened to the golf. The swimming has been brilliant, and I've certainly got a damn sight more respect for them now and then after doing Alcatraz. The cycling, once again, well, we've just blown people apart, haven't we? You know, you've got taekwondo and judo, you've got the boxing. And I think in some respects, is the tide turning? Where it all used to be the 100 metres, 200 metres, 1500, 3000, you know, they were the blue ribbon events. And I guess they still are. But it just seems the cycling, swimming and stuff like that has sort of taken a little bit off the athletics.
Of course, you're dependent on decent commentary, aren't you, to get the best out of it?
Yeah, and, I've been listening to, I think the only station that was doing it on the radio as a full-time basis was Five Live. Sorry to mention another radio station. But they were very, very good, and they kept you up. And, I mean, the way they transported you about, you know, one minute I was at the swimming, the next I was at the diving, then I was at the golf, then I was at the women's hockey, and then I was, you know, at the site. And I'm thinking, wow. And it was great listening. It was fantastic listening.
And some of the commentaries were really quite enthusiastic, weren't they, this time? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got the right people. I mean, you know, I was quite... Like Victoria Pendleton, I was, you know, I've talked to her, you know, in the early days, because for me, you know, she's rather posh, you know. But I tell you what, she talks a lot of sense. She obviously knows her sport, and she was predicting this. And then you've got another chap, Steve Parry, I think it was, with the swimming and the diving. Again, you know, he knows his onions, and when you're listening to presenters who've actually been there, I think it does enthuse you more. And there's the laddie on who does it on Five Live for the gymnastics. Oh, my God, does he get excited? But he gets excited because he was once a gymnast, and he knows, and he tells you, and he explains what they're doing. And you think to yourself, you know what? I'm sitting there with him.
Yeah. And we've got that. Oh, for goodness sake, Dave. Honestly.
I'm live on the radio.
Ta-da. Yeah. Who are you talking to now?
I ain't got a clue.
The things like you need characters like Usain Bolt, though, don't you? Do you think have we got any of these kind of characters coming up, do you think?
That's a problem. I don't. And you know, I say I don't because you go across the spectrum of sport these days. I mean, last night I was fortunate to be at somebody's book launch, and there was a couple of old footballers, one in particular, Bomber Brown, character in his own right, got some fantastic stories to tell. Now, you've got the up-and-coming footballers of today. The only stories they can tell is how much money they've made interest-wise, you know, on their wages. And I do believe that you're going to get the odd person now coming up through track and field and swimming and whatnot. But it's like the training regimes. And knocking the characters out of these people. All they are now is, I've got to do it in 2 minutes, 13 seconds and 12, or I lose my funding. I've got to do this. We've got to get so many medals, or we lose our funding. What happened to that fantastic rivalry? I mean, Usain Bolt, he's somebody special, isn't he? You know, he controls his own destiny with reference to funding and sponsorship because people want him. But I just don't think we're breeding the characters. They're just knocking that character out of the athletes, which is sad, really.
And then, of course, we've got the Paralympics coming up, which also is under a cloud now because of funding.
Oh, well, no. Again, that word money, isn't it? And yet, you look at 2012, London Olympics and the Paralympics, and the Paralympics, for me, were absolutely out of this world. And if you want the honest truth, mate, I got more out of the Paralympics than I did the Olympics at London. Now, that ain't just because I'm blind and, you know, I'm part of that. But I'll tell you what, now, with this cloud over, but London 2012 was going to be a great act to follow, wasn't it? You know what I mean? And I don't think anybody else in the world is going to put it on like we did. But you've got the Paralympians now who are going to there, and they're going to bring a pot full of medals back. And they just ain't going to get what's the word I'm looking for?
The competition, perhaps?
No, not the competition. They're just credit. They're not going to get the credit that they truly, truly deserve. Because, I mean, when you think about Usain Bolt, who trains 100 metres, 200 metres, yeah, he's got to train. Yeah, he's got a natural talent. Yeah, you know, he's one in a million if you want to at the moment. But when you look at just the sprinters for the Paralympics, you know, amputees, blind, whatever, they ain't only got to train. They've got the issues around their life as well. So for me, when a Paralympian sets foot on, you know, a tennis court or a start line or whatever they do, I suppose I relate back to what I do myself. I'm not up in their standards, and I'm not trying to put myself in their standards. But I know that if I'm doing a run or a race or an event, I know what I put myself through, body and mind, and with my disability. What they must put themselves through is just incredible. So I've got the added pleasure of being disabled, haven't they? But I just think the Paralympians are just fantastic. They just do such a fantastic job.
But I think with a cloud hanging over the Paralympics just now, and you worry about security and things because of the funding, I think there will be some fantastic characters and some fantastic performances that will really kind of just blow everybody away.
I do believe that's the right case. And now you're talking about characters, and I think in the Paralympian world, in the disabled world, they are characters because they build their lifestyle on being a character, you know what I mean? And they're not frightened to do what they have to do, to say what they have to say, and they live their lives where some able-bodied think, oh, if I say that, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to take £100 off me, you know. And the Paralympians, they just get on with it. You know, it's a case of, oh, it's raining, oh, blow it. I've got to run, I've got to walk, I've got to do it. Yeah, I just get on with it. And that's why I love the Paralympics.
Well, we're kicking off very shortly, and we'll be keeping you up to date with the Paralympics here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you'd like to keep up to date what Dave's up to, because Dave is in preparations for the Great North Run, which comes round very quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, you don't know. Half 12 months has gone, disappeared. There we are on the start line again. Oh, my life. But I do love it. I do love it. And then we got Birmingham, and then I got the Brecon Beacon Run. But, but if you want to come and have a look at us, we're Blind Dave Healy, H-E-E-L-E-Y, blinddavehealy.co.uk. Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, at Blind Dave Healy for Twitter. And I've got no other technical things at the moment, Simon.
Thank goodness for that. Because you've got a birthday coming up soon, haven't you?
I got a what, sorry?
You've got a birthday coming up soon.
This line's cracking up. What did you say, sir?
Ah, there we go. Yes, we will talk more about this soon. Dave Healy, Blind Dave, thank you very much for joining us.
Au revoir, monsieur. Au revoir.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.